Create with Fran Sydney. Hello again, welcome to the show. This is Fran Sydney helping you to create the life that you want through the use of neuroscience and knowledge how your mind works. And I'm back again here with Renata. Welcome to the
show. Thank you again for having me. Always a pleasure to talk to you and your listeners.
Yes, you're my regular guest. Guys, I'm paying her $1,000 every time she comes. You wish. No, she pays me to come here. Nah, not even that. And we're just lying to you flat. But we are so excited to bring you this episode because it's full packed with information that will help you to determine if the person that you would think about dating, they look so good online, is the person for you. Is that a scammer? Is that a person that will match you? Or is it just an illusion and you are texting the wrong person? And this happens all the time, you know? So let's go through the profile of scammers. And I know you've been reading studies about people who have been scammed and this meta study done in Italy. I don't know where you wanted to start with this, but what is a scammer, for example? You know, what was the difference between a scammer and the person who is sincere? Is there something that you could tell us just as an introduction?
Yeah. So scammer, obviously, this would be categorized as somebody who got money out of you or some kind of, they extracted something out of you. So it's not just like dishonest person or narcissist or whatever, whoever wants to like play with your emotions and, you know, for whatever. This is specifically for getting money out of someone through these romantic scams, basically. And that can happen on dating websites, dating apps, and other digital platforms like Facebook. I see a lot of these attempts in groups and, you know, from personal kind of experience. I mean, it's so easy for me to spot them that it's laughable, but still a lot of people go and get scammed.
Yes.
And
yes,
that doesn't depend on their intelligence, unfortunately, which you mentioned the study, like there are a lot of women who are very educated, been through relationships before, so they are not a young chick that doesn't know anything, you know, and they're still getting scammed because these people, some of them are very professionally trained and the scam takes long time. So it's from the beginning of the contact to, you know, 6-8 months later when the money is arrived. So there is a lot of investment, there is communication, there is that sense of realness going on. So yeah, a scammer, I would say, usually is a man, even if the profile presents itself as a woman, usually there is a man behind that profile. And these are, you know, not just some lonely guy sitting in a basement. This is organized scamming that is going on dating websites. So it's like literally a room of people who are going through many, many, many profiles, just contacting them and trying to start that contact. And maybe from 100 women they contact, one will get the hook and they will continue with that, you know, see where that takes them. So yeah, middle-aged women are a big target, but older men are also a big target. And of course, through the range of age, people still can get scammed. And this is one of the things that people think, that it will never happen to me because I'm intelligent, I know things, and, you know, this is how people get in cults as well. Oh, that's not gonna happen to me, that's not a cult. No, here I'm really special, you know, they really see me, and, you know, they really on the same length. Same thing, you know, like a scammer is trained to pick up on those things and use it against you to lure you even deeper into that emotional connection, right? And once that established, your logic leaves your mind, then it's pure emotion, then it's love, then it's this, then it's attraction, then it's this pull and push, you know, it's like, I really want to meet you, but not quite yet. And this is going on for a long time. So when you ask me who is a scammer, like the most, let's say, category of that would be profiles that are set up as a divorced person, a widower, you know, usually some kind of, you know, I have children or I have pets. I'm working professional, usually overseas, whether it's a military, very common, whether it's a Doctors Without Borders.
A surgeon,
you know, they are somewhere overseas or they are working on some remote place where, you know, they are doing some humanitarian service. Like, it's all like that, you know, this is standard that people should be looking out for. If there is like that kind of profile that is getting in touch with you, ring alarm bell. Okay, yeah. Let me see. I'm not saying that, you know, there are no doctors or humanitarians.
Pilots. So many pilots and generals.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because it's a part of the scamming continuation, right?
Wait. Yeah. You remind me of something. There is one guy that's been around on Facebook for a while, and their wife died in a tragic accident.
Yeah. That's also part of the scam. So first you establish that, and they adopt these specific, let's say, manipulative tactics. So first I would say, look how quickly they will say to you that this is a committed relationship. How quickly this will become eternal relationship. You know, you are my soulmate, you are my twin flame, you are my this, you know, this is a commitment. I'm not talking to anybody else. It's you are the only light I see in my life. And it's like really full on. So not even like more sophisticated scam, you would not be like completely love bombed as, you know, oh baby, you're beautiful. Like a woman, normal woman would be just like, ugh, you know, like forget it. This is a little bit more sophisticated. This is talking, you know, soul level, and this is I'm looking for that forever partner, and this, you know, very very quickly the relationship is solid. They are pretending that this is a solid relationship. They really want to see you, but they are overseas. And then the next part of the scam, tragic hits. Okay, so there is a tragic event. The wife died. Children are sick. They got injured. Something else happened to them in this location that they need help. There is no one else they can ask. You know, they tried that source, they reached out to their family and their colleagues, but somehow this tragic situation, and it's not just tragic situation, there is a deadline. There is a deadline until when they need to receive help to get out of this tragic situation. So money needs to be sent until that deadline. And if you start to hesitate, it's like, wait a minute, you know, I don't even know this person. I never like actually spend a video call with that person, you know, and suddenly there is that urgency, you know. So there's tragic event, there is urgency to send the money or give some kind of resources. And if you don't do it, they are, well, then sorry, we won't be able to meet. You know, I've been looking so forward to see you and finally come and meet you, but now I'm stuck here. And so, you know, if I don't get the 10,000 by the end of this week, you know, I won't be able to leave this place and I'll be stuck here forever. I won't be able to see you ever. And that kind of emotional turmoil, obviously, and this is serious. Like from my experience in working for Match.com, like we had customers who would remortgage their house to get that money to a person they never even spoken on the phone with. They don't know how their voice sounds. It's purely communication through, you know, Messenger or whenever you want to call them, they are busy, it's a different time zone, it's plenty of excuses. But people would get so emotionally involved into the scam, very perfectly made scam, that they, you know, they just lose everything. They lose their house. They lose their savings of their life, you know. They borrow money from someone else to give to this person because it's so urgent. They go to the bank, they take a loan. It's crazy. It's crazy stuff. But yeah, once the money is transferred, you will never hear from that person again.
Yeah, you will.
And then the real pain comes. Then you have to deal with, first of all, just the realization that you've been scammed, that you're grieving for your money and for a relationship that was never true, and how you deal with the people around you, maybe family members, friends, and everybody who saw that and told you not to do it and you still did it. How do you deal with shame and guilt and all those kind of things that come after this event? It's serious. It's really, really serious for people to deal with that. It's a lot of pain, a lot of shame. That people need to, and of course they don't have trust they lose trust for any kind of relationship whatsoever. So super, super damaging.
Wow, that's very eye-opening. I knew what can happen because I've been around and I saw and I read in the news so many people, you know. But I wonder why, especially us as women, you know, we tend to go for these people that they show this amazing photo, but you've been talking for weeks and you haven't been on video yet to check who is talking there. Like somebody I was mentioning before was talking to this nice woman, saw these nice photos, and then on the eve of meeting them, they realized they're actually a trans woman. So it was not what they were looking for, you know, nothing wrong with whatever sexual orientation, but that's not what he was looking for. He wanted a woman, not another man that dressed nicely. Yeah. And so it's important that we seek for transparency. Now, moving on from the scammers who set up as a scammer and to people who are not looking for taking money out of you, but there is a lower level. So there are, as we know, many places where you find these young Asian women, women from Russia, they're all good looking.
Yeah. Romania.
Romania, yeah. Whatever is exotic to you, right? Depending on where you are. Yeah. And they're so sweet. Oh, the women in my country, they're so, I don't know, feminist or so advanced, independent. I want a much more, you know, cheerful woman. And you go look abroad and you see this man, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80, with a 20-year-old. And in the Philippines, there is a little proverb. It's an old, sick, and nearly dead. I don't know the Philippine word, but old, sick, and nearly dead. Perfect. And it is very sad that women who are 50, 60, and 70 go maybe into a club, a dating site, looking for a man, 50, 60, 70, and these men are looking for 20-year-olds. And then the men end up inevitably sending lots of money to these women who are many times already married. They have kids from several men and they are already asking for money from different people to sustain them because we have an emergency. So it's slow because they actually do have emergency because they are in poor countries where you pay for the hospital, etc. But these poor men end up sending all this money. And maybe if they ever get married, then the woman comes to England or to the States or to Sweden, and she keeps sending money to their family because that's their tradition. And it's nothing wrong, but all this wasn't put in your face before. It just comes later. So we could be talking about this for a long while, but how come that in Match.com, another website, a woman age 20 will be looking for a guy that has no looks, nothing, and he's 60, 70, and I just don't understand, how can she date a person? How is that possible? How does he not realize that? What was going on?
I mean, like you said, that woman has a specific goal and she's going for it, and she will always find someone who is going to do it for her, you know, whether it's through manipulation or, you know, whichever way, like you said, it's most women, also real women, but through that kind of situation, like I mentioned before, behind those profiles, sometimes it's not even a woman, you know, it's not really a person, so people can get scammed this way. But in this situation where you said, okay, that's just a man's inability to assess the situation and see reality, if you're okay with that, why not do it? You know, you're happy to be a sugar daddy, be a sugar daddy. That's all good, you know. We both know where we stand. You are sugar daddy, I'm a sugar baby.
Yeah.
that's the relationship in all its honesty. But then if those men have kind of a different you know, mentality about it, and they still believe that this is like some kind of love, or I mean, if that works for you, great, go for it. But a lot of men would not be happy when the situation actually unravels and they finally see what it is. And now they are married and now they are legally binded. And now you are, you know, in a different situation where it's not so easy to escape from.
Yeah, it is different because also we want to ascertain, when we are dating, we're not dating to give money. We're dating because we want to find fulfillment in some emotional relationship, some communication, some hobbies, things we can do together with somebody. And I struggle to see how a 20-year-old woman can really enjoy spending the whole day with her grandfather. You know, I love old people. I really love my grandparents.
Yeah.
But having a sexual relationship with somebody who could be my grandfather, it's just beyond, because they just don't like the things I like. They don't listen to the same music. They don't watch the same movies. They don't move at my speed. So I can't really see how happiness can be achieved if we are so divergent in everything. And that's the whole point. It's not here to say you shouldn't date people older or that. No, that's not the point. The point is, how much do you have in common with this person that will sustain you after
money.
The initial... Yeah.
That's the common thing. I mean, let's be honest. That's what it is.
So money can be
in most cases.
A propellant. And so how long will these people be able to pretend to be somebody else? I don't know. And another thing I don't like is when you have, you know, there are lots of Facebook groups now for singles. That's amazing. So you can actually interact with people, but some have a locked profile. If I have a locked profile, you don't know who the friends are. Sometimes they are married.
Mm-hmm.
They're married and they're looking for something that is not even legal in the country, you know? And then you have to check why the profile is made. If they start coming up with all sorts of excuses, be careful, you know? I remember years ago, contacting with somebody who I actually met in a different situation years and years before. And he was saying, oh, so good and this and that, all his story. But then I put his name and surname on Google, and I found out he had a criminal record. And the criminal record was there straight off. And he said exactly what he's done. And so I said to him, we were not dating or anything. We're just talking as friends because, you know, all friends. And he came up with all these fancy stories in complete denial of what he was doing. And then he put me in touch with a third guy who was his friend. He's in the film industry. And this guy talked to me for a little while, then he goes, but you actually know who this guy is, do you know what he does? And he told me a little bit of it. And it was just such a flaky personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it wasn't for me. It wasn't for me to date, obviously. But it just shows that the person that we show on profiles, on dating or whatever, and the person who we are, can be vastly different. And so for our mental wellness, it's very, very important that we establish first who we are, where we are going, and what do we want to see in 5 years, in 10 years of our life? How do we want to become old? With whom? Once we know, all right, I'm gonna retire on a cruise ship in the Caribbean and write books from there, then it wouldn't be any good to start dating somebody that said they are a military surgeon in Afghanistan, because
who about to get retired as well and join you on a cruise. That will be the hook, you know, like, yeah, maybe I'm there in Afghanistan, but, you know, I'm getting to the cruise, I'm going to join you there, you know, we'll be forever happily ever after with a pina colada in our hands. But it's this, you know, and we spoke about it a little bit before. So the authenticity of the website, of the profile, and how can you actually know what's behind it, and even if you are just starting to talk to the person, what we mentioned before very quickly, with the technology and how fast it is moving, it is already, you know, those group of people somewhere in the room scamming everybody, like I said, now you don't need this group of people, now you can have, you know, AI, for example, that can use whatever voice. It can use my voice.
Yeah, it can
take
train.
A sample from my videos and can use my voice that, you know, my own mother would not say it, tell the difference. Soon they will be able to do the video and everything. So
it's happening. Again, it's happening.
It's already happening.
Yeah.
And this is like scams from, for example, that is going on WhatsApp or whatever, when they call you up and it's like, oh, dad, you know, I'm, as if you're getting a call from a daughter or whatever, I'm in trouble, send me the money, using the voice of actual person. I mean, it's crazy what's going on. So just look where that's going to take you in the digital age of dating. I mean, it's fascinating when you look at it this way. However, just being very, you know, of course, noticing these profiles, and they are getting more sophisticated with the technology, but also with their, what's the word? Creativity, right? It's like I've seen recently, I even took a screenshot because I wanted to mention it. So this is on a Facebook group, let's say a group of divorced people or brokenhearted people or something like that. You have a group, huge group, thousands and thousands of people, and suddenly there is like a post on that group saying something along these lines, I'm about to give up, I don't want to live anymore, blah, 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 I want to talk, I need to talk to somebody. And of course, you get like hundreds of response to people reaching out from their empathy, right? Saying, oh, I'm open to chat, or, you know, you can call me, and da-da-da-da-da-da. And then I'm looking through those responses, like where the original poster of this kind of suicidal note, who is this person responding to, right? So it's not responding to the people, let's say another man who said, hey, mate, like, give me a call, let's talk, I'm in the same position. He's not responding to those. He is responding to women, looking specifically beautiful women, you know, who reach out their empathetic hand, certain age of group of women. He's literally responding to attractive women, when the person who made the post is somewhere, let's say, in an African country, but somehow just before his suicide, he wants to talk to beautiful women in America, in Europe, and in Australia, right? But he doesn't want to talk about his problems with another man, for example. So that's a scam. You can see through these little details that this person is fishing to scam someone, you know? So they are getting creative, they are getting in all these kind of different ways. So it's not just the dating app, it's Facebook. You think that you are safe in some group that is about healing, it's about, you know, going through your emotional problems and support and things like that. But there you go, there is that scam sitting there just waiting for you, just fishing for your empathy, and it's going to be weaponized against you.
So we have to be really careful with our parameters and why are we going in certain place? What are we looking for? What are we going to offer? And where are we more likely to find the person that will match us? Most times it's not going to be, I'm an exception, but it's not going to be online. And we have to close now, but I'm just so glad that we went through this because there are so many people who are scammed every day by men and by women.
Yeah.
And anything else that can happen, you name it. You know, we can't even talk too much because YouTube will strike anything we say, but there are loads of people who are not who you think they are. And sometimes you find out...
pretending to be someone else, yeah.
Yeah, you find out...
Sometimes you find out really later.
Yes. And I don't want to mention the case of a guy that...
Yeah.
Go married straight live on TV, and then his wife said, I'm actually a man. And there must be a shock because he was not.
Surprise.
It's not a small detail, you know? There's something there that is not right. And so I really hope that everyone listening here has got something useful to use. So they are very, very careful because the victim of scams. The police is full of reports of scams every day. You can get text messages.
And police cannot do anything.
Yeah. And in the end of the day, the people who are scamming, they're not getting into a relationship. They're not gaining anything, it's just material. And you as a man or a woman looking for somebody else, you might feel rejection and loss after these relationships end, because obviously, but in the end of the day, it was not because you're not enough, or because you're not smart enough or thin enough or rich enough. It's because these other people had in mind something that is not what you wanted. And so it's important to rebuild our personality and our self-love, self-worth by doing those journaling and meditations and calming and breathing. And actually, in my opinion, the best way to find somebody that you can be happy with is to continue to live the life that will enrich you. So pursue your hobbies and your passion. If you do service, if you sing in a choir, whatever, keep doing them, because these are the things that will make you shine and make you look like the best of yourself. Instead of looking for this website and this guy in other side of the world that probably has a completely different culture, does not understand yours, because it can be totally different, like from European to Asian. It's a lot of work for us, isn't it, to understand how we're doing stuff. You might be fighting every day over everything because you're different, you're wrong. That's the main reason for divorce. You're different, you're wrong. Is the thing is, they are thinking that because the other person isn't just like us, they are wrong. Well, why did you get with somebody else who was so different? You know, so think what you want and how you're going to get it. If what you want is to be in a loving relationship, you want that person to be at that level, they want to give you that love, want to give you that stuff, and it's not going to happen through a fake scammer profile asking you for money all the time. There's something really wrong. As soon as they ask for money, run.
And like we said before, you know, it's like, it's not even about, like, first of all, of course, the money thing, the scamming and all that, but a lot of these apps, I would say, especially for men, are really, really downgrading their self-esteem. That's another thing. You know, the longer you stay on that app without getting the result that you want, your self-esteem goes down and down and down. And then even in a like real personal situation, when you meet people, you will still think that, you know, this is somehow, my profile is there, I'm investing that time, I'm spending on my phone, you know what I mean? Mm. And it's like you disconnect from reality. You are living in some digital illusion, you know, there's plenty of fish when it actually isn't, you know, and you are not investing enough time into your own energetics, right? Because in the end of the day, whether you meet online or in a real life, it's your energetics, your values that will stick you together. You know, it's not about my picture beautiful here and you are here. No. So yeah, and this is something that I say to my clients as well. Like, if you're a man and if you want to raise your self-esteem, stop being rejected 100 times per day. Stop playing that game of being rejected all the time.
Yeah, it is bad, and so sad to close the episode. I did want to add one thing. There are a lot of people who feel scammed by women because they go on Facebook and they see these very curated photos with a perfect picture, Instagram perfect, Pinterest perfect kitchen, and the women use lots of filters. And then they go and meet up, and this is like a completely different person. You only see the face, but now you see the whole body. Maybe the body was not filtered properly, and now she looks different. The hair is different, the eyes are smaller, teeth missing.
You don't even like recognize the person. It's like, wait a minute.
You don't know who this person is. Literally, you don't know. And they feel scammed. So I'm all for makeup and looking amazing. But if you look so different that people cannot recognize you, so you're giving them false information about yourself. So it's important that women don't think always as victims, but we can create a victim by giving the idea we are better than we are, and we're not. And if a man loves us, likes us so much, if he likes us, to like the whole thing, not just the picture, but the person, which is why it's so
looks,
important.
Looks will change, you know? So if you're basing your committed relationship on looks, good luck. It ain't gonna go anywhere.
But that's why there is a push for... Yeah, that's why there is a push for Botox and fillers, because we want to look forever. But the men are allowed to age. Why not? How about women?
Yeah.
You know, so we
Botox industry is
take care of ourselves
men as
and...
well. it's just the time frame is coming. The facial creams,
it's happening.
And everything that was so like specific to feminine. Now makeup for men, this and that. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. We all want to be plastic.
it's a lot of stuff. Yeah. Well, we'll be all like Simon Cowell. All my respect, I like Britain's Got Talent, but he's got so much stuff in his face. You think, what happened to his normal face? Like Madonna, you know, love Madonna, love her voice.
Oh,
but we had done so much to this that we're no longer recognizable. And we don't allow people of our age to age because we look like Barbie. So... transparency, number one thing. We really have to close now. So thank you so much, Renata, for being with us today.
Thank you, friends. Thank you.
Thank you, guys, for listening to us, to our ramblings about dating a proper person and not a scammer or a person that doesn't reflect our values. So if you find there is any value at all in this episode, please click like and share with your friends and subscribe to this channel so that more people can find available information on how to take care of your wellness and create a life that you want by knowing what you want, first of all. So thank you. You guys take care. And see
thanks, friends.
Next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. You've listened to Create with Fran Sydney.